Melanie Douglas spent 12 years driving a school bus for the DeKalb County School District in Atlanta. That is, until last week, when Melanie Douglas was fired.
I love my job because I love my kids. But we're put in unsafe situations. We're put with too many children on the bus. We weren't getting paid enough. We haven't had a raise in over 7 years. And it was time. It was time.
School bus drivers in DeKalb County, Georgia, have complained for years about working conditions and low pay. Last month, they decided on action, calling in sick for 3 days and leaving parents across the county to find other ways to get their kids to school. Nearly 400 drivers participated on that first day. That was just under half the county's school bus drivers.
All we were asking for was, number one, a pay raise. There's no way that a person can live off of the pay you're getting at DeKalb County. Also, we have a lot of older women that have been working for 30, 40 years and go to retire, and they're only going to get $110 a month. We're giving our life to this job, to the children, and we have nothing to fall back on as we age.
The sick out caused hour and a half delays in some places. In other places, buses didn't come at all. The DeKalb County School District responded quickly. Here's Stephen Green, the district superintendent, at a press conference on April 19th.
For those bus drivers who opted not to come to work today, you have willingly put our students in harm's way. Your actions will have consequences, and there will be repercussions.
Superintendent Stephen Green also cited the law here. In Georgia, he said, it is illegal for any public employee to promote, encourage, or participate in any strike. At least 7 drivers have been fired so far, including Melanie Douglas, who spoke with The Takeaway yesterday.
To fire someone because they take a stand and we did not do anything violent or, you know, start any problems or anything, it went beyond what was called for.
Douglas and other bus drivers are now thinking about what to do next. Marlon Walker is an education reporter on the story for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
I've been covering this for about the whole 3 years since I've been here. Back in 2015, drivers came before the school board and talked about the overcrowded buses, bad retirement plan, low pay. Since then, pay has been increased incrementally. I think every school district around the country has dealt with cutbacks when it came to the recession, and bus drivers are just perpetually some of the worst paid employees in school districts across the country. And because it was typically seen as a part-time job, they don't really have the benefits that you would expect. I think a driver told me the other day she's been in 20 years, and when she finally retires, if she retired tomorrow, she'd get a payout of about $211 a month.
Nothing to live on, in other words.
No. But, you know, drivers make an average of about $22,000 a year, and that's if you work more than the standard 6-hour workday.
So, Marlon, the school district wound up firing 7 drivers behind this strike. Why these 7 out of several hundred that you said participated in the sick out?
Well, so far it's at least 7. That's what I'll say. The school district is sticking to the 7 number, but the bus drivers are telling me that there may be up to as many as 10 so far. I think the issue was that, according to the letter they received from the superintendent, Steve Green, it said that they were, the district had reliable information that they had promoted or encouraged the organization.
Rabble-rousers, in other words.
Pretty much.
Well, Marlon, what are parents and other members of the community saying, not only in support or opposition to the sick out itself, but after 7 or 10 or more drivers have been fired?
It's been a bit of a mixed bag. You've had people who, because of their schedules, felt inconvenienced and were frustrated with that. But then you have people who looked at the other side of the coin and said, you know, because this is someone who's so integral to their day, they were okay with making the adjustments because they knew what the drivers were really going after. And they figured, you know, it takes a lot to take off work and to do something like this. But of course, there were some frustrated parents who, you know, regardless, just felt like the inconvenience was too much for them and that the driver should have done something else to figure out a way to get their voices heard.
Sure, and that's always part of the benefit and the risk of a strike, right? The inconvenience kind of speaks very loudly, but it can also cut against you, especially with busy parents who have kids in school. But what are parents saying about the core demands here about pay and respect for drivers?
They understand it. I think a lot of people, especially in this environment, understand that, you know, you want to be paid for what you're worth. I don't think the bus drivers will ever be paid for what they're worth, because a lot of drivers and managers, you know, they know that this was meant to be a part-time job. This is typically a job that was held by a mom sort of toiling away as their child was at school, or a retiree playing out those golden years and just wanting a little bit of low maintenance income. But over the years, and with the recession and the housing crisis from 10 years ago, you found people who were taking advantage of this as an opportunity to make money, have a more flexible schedule, maybe have a second job.
Well, Marlon, we've been seeing a lot of action in education this year all around the country. Strikes in West Virginia, Arizona, Oklahoma, Colorado, planned actions in other places as well. Are we seeing echoes of that here? I mean, these aren't teachers, of course, but integral workers in the school world. Are they watching and listening strikes elsewhere and thinking that they can participate too?
I think they are. I don't think anybody said it specifically that this is something that prompted them to do this, but there was a bus driver strike in February in Seattle for some of the same things. I think a lot of them are dealing with increased healthcare costs, which if you make $20,000 a year, $20 extra a month is a big deal. So, you know, with the different movements around the country, I think they're seeing them, and I think they're feeling empowered. But I think the situation here was that these drivers, after some say, you know, 8 years of conversations with the school district, felt like enough was enough. And if they were the ones to strike out, maybe some of the area districts would follow suit.
So, Marlon, what's next? Several drivers have been fired, as you said. Plans from the drivers for their next move?
It sounds like there are meetings that legislators locally have started to put together with the superintendent to ask for those jobs back. Outside of that, I've heard grumblings of a possible organized protest. I don't know anything specific about that, but I don't think they want to let this die down, especially the way my phone keeps ringing from drivers who are wanting to share information as things come up.
Marlon Walker covering striking school bus drivers in DeKalb County, education reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Marlon, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.